Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Henry?
I'm speaking.
Hey, Henry, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Right now, a little bit frustrating, but
okay.
Tell me what I was asking her for. You know, how do you charge for your leads, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
How do they come direct to me without a third party being involved? And how do you make your money off of it?
Good question. Let me answer the first one. So the first one is a month-to-month flat fee. So we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. That's how the pricing structure there would work for you. Now, when you're talking about customers contacting you, it comes directly to your phone. So whatever phone number is displayed on your Google Business profile, if that is the 205-453-2920, they would just be clicking to contact you directly. We are not vetting you a lead. We are placing you there at that time if somebody's searching for your services so they can just contact you for any of the services you provide. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So it doesn't come through an app or anything like that. And then
how much does it cost me to bump this up on Google?
So for you, it will cost you $249 month to month. That's $249 month to month at a flat rate. There is a one-time set it fee of just $99. So the first month is $348, and then it's $249 month to month after that. Like I said, we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. We do not only just put you on the first page placements of Google. We actually run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So we can target specific cities and zip codes. So now they can find you on two of the biggest platforms and still the same thing there. It's just a click to call directly from there. They'll just call you, okay?
Okay. You're starting to tweak my interest a little bit.
My question is,
oh, hello.
If we decide...
This is Krista. She's my granddaughter who is trying to learn, is learning how to run the company.
Perfect.
Basically, she could run it right now without me being here. She
awesome. And you said her name is Crystal?
Krista.
Krista.
K-R-I-S-T-A.
So now my question.
Yes, ma'am.
$250 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
And it goes month to month. So if we decide after going, let's say we went 3 months and we didn't get any leads off of this that were actually helping cover that cost, then we can cancel at any time, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We do not take anything down for you. Your Google listing still stays up for you guys. Your Facebook page still stays up. The only thing we stop is obviously the programming and the retargeting campaign through Facebook, but you guys get to keep everything else. If you guys did want to cancel for whatever reason, you do not get charged a penalty for canceling or pausing if you guys do want to pause it. The only thing that we do ask as a, just like a courtesy call is give us a call 3 days before your next billing cycle is due. That way, if it falls on a holiday or on a weekend, you know, we can make sure that that doesn't come out for the next month of service.
Now.
Sure.
Can I... This has been one of my big problems here with Home Advisor Angie. Can we set it up excluding certain zip codes completely that we don't want to work in at all and eliminate phone calls over the weekend or set certain hours like, you know, typically, I will take phone calls between 6 a.m. up to about 8 p.m., but beyond that is my private time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have my weekends because I'm old enough. I don't have to do this 7 days a week. You
know? Yeah, absolutely.
And I get to have, you know, so how does that work on... Because I know a lot of people love to call it in on during the weekend when they're outside looking around their house and they find things that need to be done.
Right.
They never consider that the people they're calling also like to have a little bit of leisure time.
Right. I agree with you. So, Henry, this is actually very customizable to you. So, for your first question, yes, we can exclude certain zip codes or certain cities. We can also include certain zip codes and certain cities that you would like to be found in. So, that's where we're really maximizing your results there. Now, times, we actually put on there if you would like to work from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, that's where it'll be displayed. And then it'll say on there Saturdays and Sundays closed. So let's say they do search for a service that you provide and they see that it is Saturday at 12 p.m., your business will come up as closed and it will open up on Monday at 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and they can call you that.
Okay.
Okay.
More than one phone number.
So on Google, it's only going to be one phone number. They only let you to list one. So it would just be the primary of which one you guys would like to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then also
yeah,
to...
We already have a website and a Facebook page.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
With what you're offering, would y'all be creating a website and Facebook page or go off of what we have?
So we would just go off of what you have already. So you guys have a website, you guys have a Facebook, you guys also have a Google Business Profile. So the thing that we're going to do is we're going to maximize those things. So you're already ahead of the game. You don't need to build those things out. We're just going to start programming those things to get to the first page of Google. And then also, too, with your Facebook, we're going to start running the retargeting campaigns out. Now, we never ask for your username and passwords. Those are your guys' secrets. We do not ask for those. The only thing that you're going to do is you're going to just add us in as on the manager side. Our tech team will walk you through that. It's just basically saying to Google and Facebook, hey, Local Splash is helping me with this, and they're working for us at this point. And that's it. Okay. Now, also, too, with Home Advisor by Angie's that you guys are doing, those are not exclusive leads that are coming to you. So not only are you getting those leads, but your competitors are getting those leads as well. I'm pretty sure you've come across a couple of them that either don't answer, not real phone calls, or that say, hey, we already have somebody that, you know, we're working with.
Yeah, we have. And another thing that we've noticed, especially with Home Advisor, was that they would take something that they would pull it off the internet where someone was making a search, and try to resell it as though it was their own lead. And to me, that's wrong.
Yes.
I'm not happy over that.
Yeah, so Home Advisor by Angie's is actually one of Google's biggest advertising advertisers. Typically, what will happen is if somebody's searching, Home Advisor will have an ad on there that says, 10 of the top most popular masonry in your area. Then they'll click that, they'll pull that information, and then they'll obviously disperse that out. You have to pay for that lead. What we do is we take that middleman off. We list you there as an independent company for the customers to just click to call you directly. You never have to chase anybody down by contacting them. This isn't being vetted through an app. This is only going to be contacting directly into you. Now, with us, and the reason why my mapping coordinator, Maria, reached out to you is we're what's called the Google Premier Channel Partner. So once we actually fill this listing, we cannot work with another company, meaning you're not going to share your position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because we want to make sure that you get the most out of this service with the results that you're looking to get, okay?
You're sounding better.
I'm just telling you how we work here and what we do. Have you guys ever done anything like this and trying to put yourself there on the first page or anything like that? I see you guys have stuff already kind of built out. Okay.
Yeah. And what got it started was several years ago, not long after.
Okay.
I had put this company on hiatus for a few years thinking I wanted to quit contracting, and that didn't work out, so I went back to contracting. But I have... You know, it cost me $4,000 to have a top line, front page, ads with Google for 2 years through a third party, and I got 3 leads off of it and only got 1 job out of those 3, which is par, about par anyway. And I made, I grossed $1,500 in 2 years off of a $4,000 advertising fee. That's the reason that I'm not, I don't want to spend any monies, unnecessary monies with Google's third party, the way they do their business and everything.
Because
that done been took for a ride on that one time.
Yeah.
Get me once, shame on me. Shame on you. Get me twice, shame on me for being foolish enough to do it again.
Yeah, and I don't know what that company did for you, so, I mean, like, I can't wear a black eye for that company. I just know that we've been in business for 20 years.
They didn't do it really that much. They just got my name out there, and I had to spend the money to create my own web page and everything like that on top of that. So, yeah, I got carried for a big ride on that, and it put a very bad taste in my mouth. For anything really concerning Google, I'm constantly asking my clients, how did you get my name? And Google comes up about 1 out of 20.
Okay. So they're finding you for sure, which is good. You had a question, Krista?
Another question.
I love them.
Is it billed first of the month, end of the month, middle of the month, the day that we sign up and start? How is it billed?
It's billed the day that you sign up. So today it would be 3:48 out the door. We would get working with your profile here. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team. My tech team does reach out to you because they do work with you hand in hand. Now this is the best thing for you guys as well. I don't know if the other company had this for you, but we also build what's called a custom tracking system. So every month you get to see how well everything is running for you, down to how much traffic's coming in from your Google business profile, how much traffic's coming in through your Facebook retargeting campaigns. We put that all in one area for you because, like I said, it is month to month. We want to make sure after the 2 months, after the 3 months, after the 4 months that you guys are still getting customers to contact you directly. And you guys every month get to look at that. You guys can look at that weekly. You guys can look at that monthly. And you guys get to make an educated decision every time to make sure that you guys are getting the premium service from us. Does that make sense?
It does.
If
we need to pause it, as you say,
yes.
Will there be another startup fee, or if we completely cancel it and then decide we want to go back with it, would there be that startup fee again, or would we just pick up where we left off?
Typically, we just reinstate. So just pick up where you left off. Typically, when you guys do cancel, it does depend on if there's a promotion running or not, if they do waive the setup fee for that. But 9 times out of 10, they kind of just pick up where you guys left off. If you guys pause, I know 100% you guys do not have to do a startup fee. It just comes back to the $249 month to month when you guys are ready to start up. You guys have a seasonal pause there all the way up to 6 months. So we don't just unpause it just for the sake of us unpausing it. We do always ask you guys, hey, are you guys, we call you guys, hey, it's been 3 months pause. Are you guys ready to, you know, fulfill your guys' schedule here, or what are you guys kind of looking to do with the listing that you guys have here with us? That way we could always make sure that you guys are busy and also to being found on that first page placements of Google. Now also too, you guys have some reviews on Google, which is amazing. You guys have about 8 with a 4.4 star rating. We do what's called review monitoring. So if you guys ever wanted us to send out like a text message to your clients and saying, hey, you know, thanks for using Henry Simmons Masonry Construction LLC. Please leave us a 5-star review by clicking the link below on the services we provided for you today. Now we can start helping you guys build your reviews and that web presence in your guys' area as well too, okay? Okay. Now
can you email all this information to us so we can officially like discuss everything later this afternoon, because we're in between a bunch of meetings and stuff right now. That way we can decide if this is something we really want to do, and then give you, like, if you have your direct number in there, we can call you and say, okay, let's go.
Yeah, so I can definitely do that here. I just, like I said, I like to be super transparent with my clients. We do only work with one company per industry per area. So once we do have that listing filled, we can no longer work with anybody in that area. So it's kind of just a first come, first serve deal with us, because we want to make sure that whoever we are working with, we're not kind of doing the same thing you guys are getting with Angie's, where it's like, hey, we're getting a lead, but we're also, you know, strongholding our competitors to try to see who's the cheaper price, the race to the bottom. That way we can keep the integrity there as well. Is this something that you guys are maybe, you know, interested in doing for your company?
So far, I'm liking it. What he's saying yes to. But really, okay, we need to have the time to sit down and figure out the zip codes we love to work in.
Okay.
And the ones we hate to work in, because we could tell you, yeah, let's do it for Birmingham, but Birmingham is a 100-mile radius all on its own, and there's certain parts we don't like to work in because of the violence and stuff going on in those
areas. Right,
so right. That's our main thing. We need to be able to figure that out.
See, typically, I'm assuming you're in the Birmingham. What metro are you in? Are you in the Birmingham metro, or where are you located?
Where are we located? We're located here in California. So that's where our main office is.
Where?
They're in California.
Oh.
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California. It's Orange County. So like we're Premier Channel with Google. So when they say like, hey, we have a listing in this area, they give us all the qualified candidates on a qualified candidates list to call out. Once we do fill that area, we have to close it down and we can't work with anybody else. That's just, you know, the rule with Google. So that's how we know about your company as well. So, like I said, I know you said, hey, like, I know you said you guys got to get, you know, your zip codes and everything like that. That's perfectly fine, because like I said, my tech team is going to reach out and do an onboarding call. They're going to verify everything first before they do publish it. So we don't want to make sure that like, hey, you're not in the right areas. We want to make sure you are in the right areas. So they reach out to you. They say, hey, I just want to make sure we got your phone numbers correct. We got all the right zip codes. You can let them know what zip codes at that time. I booked that call with you and them. It could either be later on today, it could be tomorrow, whenever your schedule is free. But what we do is we do secure that listing, so we actually stop the calls going out, and then I actually start working on your account here, so that way when my tech team does call you, they come ready, they have stuff to come to the table with popular search results there as well, with keyword search frames, and then they're ready to rock and roll with you with the zip codes at that point, okay?
Okay, what does it take to get...
So I'm just gonna verify some information here, and then I'm gonna send everything over to you guys at email as well with your invoice. This is a 100% tax write-off, so I do send you that invoice to you via email, so you have that for every month that you get. And then from there, I'm gonna book the onboarding call with you. I'm also gonna secure you guys here. We do a voice verification on recording that gets sent to you in writing. That's for the pricing structure. So even, God forbid, you know, inflation does go up, you will always stay locked in at the 249 rate. You'll never have to pay the higher premium rate. But for the business, I just want to make sure you guys are still working out of the 207 County Road 865. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct for the time being.
Okay, and then the zip code is the 35115?
Correct.
Okay, and then you mentioned if you could have two phone numbers. I have here the 205-453-2920. Do you want to have that one displayed, or do you want another number displayed on there for customers to contact you?
Display mine. It's going to be 205-209.
209. Okay, I'm ready.
0868.
So I got 205-209-0868.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Krista. Now, question here. Okay. So for the personal information, are we going to be contacting you, Henry, or are we going to be contacting you, Krista, on all the updates and stuff like that with your Google Business Profile and the onboarding call? Which person should I have on file? I can put both of you on file as well. It doesn't matter.
But her is primary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to put...
I'm handling all that kind of stuff. He's about to be going back out of town later this week because of some family stuff he's handling out of state. So it's better just to call me.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And she, like you said, she's starting to take over too. So that's awesome. So I got Krista. It's K-R-I-S-T-A. That's correct?
Correct.
And then what's your last name, Krista?
Johnson.
Okay. And then what's the good email address for you? So just so you know, the business invoice and all the stuff that we're going to need for, like, pictures and stuff like that, this is going to go to this email. So whoever does – well, Krista, you're involved there. So just so you know, when you do the taxes, make sure that you take that with you there. So what's a good email for you?
All right. It's going to be Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Period.
And it's the initials for the company. That's hsmc@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay. And then you guys are Central Time, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And, I mean, I do see that you guys have a lot of... I mean, you guys do some amazing work with, like, brick and stone and everything like that. What are some of the top recommended services that you guys want to be found for? Is it just brick, block, stone craftsmanship, or is there more?
Well, we do a lot of flat work, meaning patios, et cetera. We stay away from concrete itself, but any type of stone or brick finishing on patios. We do outdoor kitchens and masonry. We do fireplaces, retaining walls, insurance work with masonry, small jobs. You know, we don't really get into doing whole houses that much.
Okay.
Or we don't do commercial work. Then, you know, it's got to be someone that I've known for years for them to get me to come in on a commercial job or even to do an entire house.
Okay.
I have moved us out of new construction because there's just no money to be made in it anymore.
Right.
Except the general contractor. You know, they've got it locked in with about a 25-30% over, profit margin on them. And now on the spec homes, they're trying to hold everybody else under 10%.
Oh, wow.
Margin. I walked away from that crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. I would too.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do a lot of
staircases.
Rebuilds. Yeah, and stairs. A lot of people call them stairs outside also, but where the deteriorating and tear down and rebuild off them to where the foundation is falling out from under them, things like that.
Right.
Yes, if it's brick, block, and stone, primarily brick and stone is what we prefer doing, but we will do a little bit of block, and we like the more decorative work.
Okay. Perfect. And then I know you guys want to make sure you guys are targeted in the right area. So what I'm just going to do is I'm going to leave that blank for you now. When you guys have your onboarding call with my tech team, just I'm going to tell them, hey, make sure you ask them what areas they would like to target. And then that way they can make sure that they have you on those specific zip codes. Okay.
Okay.
And you did say, I just want to verify, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday, Saturdays and Sundays, you are closed, correct?
Well,
change that.
Okay.
7 a.m. and stop calls at 5 p.m. because
okay.
I've got things to handle with family.
Okay. Perfect. 6 a.m. is too early.
Yeah.
Now, her husband has to leave very early, so she's getting woke up early anyway.
Okay. I'll put 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's Monday through Friday, Saturdays and Sundays. You guys are family time, correct?
Yes, family time.
Okay. I'm just going to put Saturdays and Sundays closed for you. Perfect. Okay. And then for the listing here, how would you guys like to secure the listing? Would you guys like to put it on a Henry Simmons Masonry Construction credit card? Are you guys putting it on a debit card? How's it going to work for you guys today?
Debit card.
That's in your wallet, not mine. Oh, it is. Not that day. I can't do that while driving.
Now, from time to time, I'm giving you my debit card.
Okay.
To pay from, I prefer using it. However, if you try to hit, because I wear one out about every 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
About twice a year, I get them to change my security code, such as that.
Okay.
So, our number is...
Oh, wait, one second here. What's the name on the card?
Top line is Henry Simpson. Mine is Henry Simpson Masonry.
Okay. Let me make sure I have that correct for you.
That is S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then it doesn't have the LLC on there. It just says Henry Mason.
Henry Simpson Masonry Construction. My thumb was covering up the C-O-N-S on it.
The LLC is not listed on the card now.
Okay. And then the billing has... I have the LLC for you on there. I just want to make sure if it's not on the card, then okay, perfect. And then the billing address for the card is still the 207 County Road 865?
It is.
Okay. And then the card itself, is it a MasterCard, Discover, Visa, American Express? It's the Visa. Okay.
It's a Visa.
And then I'm ready when you are for the card number itself.
4754.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
9900.
Uh-huh.
0023.
Uh-huh.
2795.
Okay.
Expiration 0327.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
And security 838.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question for you guys. Now, this is to protect you guys, whether either we're talking to Krista or you, Henry. We want to make sure that we're talking to the right people. We're not talking to anybody else about your account here because it does have personal information here. So we never share or sell any of your information. So
we need to add one other person that you can talk to at times.
Okay. What's their name?
Vicky, V-I-C-K-I. Last name, Simpson. That is my wife.
Okay.
And most of the time for the bookkeeping, et cetera, a portion of it, she is who you will be talking to.
Okay.
Krista and I do the administrative. She does the financials for such as that and keeps the bills paid.
Okay. I'm going to put her down. So make sure that you let her know about the security question too, because like I said, we're always doing this to protect you guys as well as making sure that you guys are only talking to us. If somebody calls you and says, hey, we're Local Splash, we need more money, and they don't ask you a security question, one, we'll never call you and ask you that anyways, but if somebody pretends to be us, this is what protects you, so that way you know who's who. If somebody calls you and they don't ask you, hang the phone up and then just call us directly. I'm going to give you guys a customer service line that you guys will always have access to for your protection and if you guys ever need to change anything. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Pet.
Pet's name. I love these ones. Okay, what's pet's name?
Juno.
J-U-N-O?
No. J-U-N-E-A-U. Just like the city.
J-U-N-E-A-U. Did I get that right?
E-A-U.
E-A-U. Okay. Perfect.
That was the first pet that she grew up with. That was purebred Malamute I had for about 13 years before he passed away. And she grew up with him. That was her. My pet, he chose me, but it was her pet.
Yes.
I understand that one. My wife, we just actually got a purebred Doberman, and it's her dog, but the dog chose me. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, when I went to, I was the one that wanted the Malamute, and
okay.
Krista was a baby.
I was like 7 months old.
And
wow.
Sitting there looking at the litter, and one crawled up and sat down right between my legs.
Yeah.
While I was squatted down, and I'd reach down, fed him a little bit, and then try to catch the other. There was 8 in the litter, and he came to me, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, I looked down, and I said, well, I don't know whether you're a boy or a little girl or what, but it looks like you chose me to go home with, so.
So you took her.
That's the way he became part of the family.
That's awesome.
And she could get him to do a little bit of stuff, but as far as somebody just speaking to him, them doing it.
Yeah, it was you.
That
he would do that. Yeah. I agree with you on that one. That's how my dog is. So awesome. That's a good story. I like that. So anytime we do ask you guys or call you guys, that's going to be your guys' security question is the Juno. Okay.
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 And my wife will remember him very easily too.
Awesome. Okay, so I have Vicky on here as well. I'm going to walk you guys through this voice verification really quickly. So this is just going to be the added protection. Like I said, this will be sent to you guys in writing, so that way the pricing structure never changes. It will have the customer service phone number on there, but I will give it to you as well if you guys want to write it down. I can email it to you. Whatever's easier for you, I want to make it as easy as possible for you guys, okay?
Put it in the email because
okay.
Riding and driving doesn't is not conducive to
I agree with you. Okay. Yeah, I'll send it in the email, no problem. Okay, I'm going to read this out to you. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you guys. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your guys' business.
Henry Simpson Masonry Construction.
Awesome. And then please state your guys' name and titles within the business.
Krista Johnson, co-owner.
Awesome. And then Henry?
Henry Simpson, co-owner.
Awesome. And then are you guys authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
We
perfect.
Are.
And then, Henry, you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
Okay. Henry, Krista, it's important that to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
We do.
Okay. Do you guys prefer calling and text messaging, or do you guys want emails as well? It's up to you on that. I just want to make sure we're contacting you guys correctly.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All of the above. Awesome. Go ahead.
We sometimes get real busy and forget something.
Okay.
That was in a phone conversation or something like that. But if it goes to her, she can go direct to her email. And my wife not only checks my wife's email, she checks mine, she checks Krista's throughout the day on a daily basis and everything, so that if something comes in to the home office area, she can act on it or call us and remind us of things like that. We've got a pretty good little system for the company worked out where the three of us share different things as far as knowledge. We don't hide anything from any one of the three principals in the company.
Perfect. Okay.
And
so
my wife and I are co-owners of the company.
Okay.
Up to this point, and we're getting ready to
pass it on.
Mike Krista. Yep.
Okay. So I'll make sure to put all three in there, text message, emails, and phone calls. Just in case we do call you guys, we will text you, say, hey, we got a quick update for you guys. We'll also send you an email as well. That way, all three of you guys are, like, in codes on, like, what's going on there. Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement? Perfect. Well, you already let me know that you guys have Angie. So the thing for this, I know it kind of could be a little confusing on the wording, is we don't want you to be paying for something twice. So we want to make sure we're taking care of everything for you with the Google, with the Facebook, all the other listings as well. You don't need another company to come in and do this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me interject something here. Probably for the first 90 days. Basically, what we're doing right now is going to let you have a trial run to see how things work with you.
Sure.
And if it works good, we will probably be dropping the Home Advisor, Angie's, because I've threatened to do it numerous times, but I never had anyone who could compete directly with them for the number of leads that they are providing me with. I can't knock them on what they've did with my bottom line. They help improve it considerably.
For sure.
And therefore, I'm looking at somebody else that can come into the picture that after the two companies combined, their service is not quite as good as what I had when it was two individual companies.
Right.
That I was working with.
Right.
So Angie's List originated as a customer referral, and you had to have at least three satisfied customers who were Angie's List members before they would offer you the opportunity to come on board. You couldn't just go to them and get on. So
right.
That was what I liked about it in the beginning. So,
gotcha. Anyhow, okay, so I just want to make sure. So, like, but when it comes to, like, the Google Business Profile and the Facebook, like I said, we don't want you to be paying for something twice. If you guys want to also, we can't read your guys' minds, so if you guys want to do, like, a promotion or something like that, you guys can call us. That way all of us are on the same page as well. And we do a good job at interacting with you guys at that point. So, good. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 20th, in the non-refundable amount in the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Krista and Henry, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. I'm going to email that number to you so you guys do have that. That's going to be our customer service line. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you guys understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
Perfect. I am going to make a meeting with you guys and my tech team. What is a good day or time for you? I have availability later on today, but I also have availability for tomorrow.
What do you have tomorrow?
Afternoon, probably.
Tomorrow is wide open for you guys except for 2 p.m. to 3. That is when my tech team does go to lunch. So any time from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is open for you. 2 p.m. is off limits.
Now you're talking 2 to 3 p.m. our time.
Yes, sir.
Central time. Okay, so that would drop it back to where you're around 12 to 1 for your lunch time.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's for my tech team.
Yeah. Why don't we set it for, say, 4 o'clock our time or what?
If y'all weren't leaving tomorrow, you've got lodge.
Oh.
Let's go at 11 o'clock our time tomorrow because that'll be right about the time we're getting ready to go find somewhere to eat lunch. We can sit down. We can stop. We can talk about everything.
I don't have
any other meetings set up at that point. So 11 tomorrow will work fine.
Okay, I'm going to set it up. I'm going to send you an email that's going to be a it's going to be a Google Calendar email. I'm going to be CC'd on here. You're going to be on here. And then also to my tech team is going to be on here letting them know, hey, we're going to have a meeting with you guys at 11 a.m. Central Time. Now, everything did go through on our end, so I do want to formally welcome you guys to Local Splash. We are like a family, so if you guys have any questions or if you guys need anything to change or add or anything like that, please utilize the 877 number. That is there to help you guys. My tech team will reach out to you tomorrow on that number, so that will be a number that you guys might want to save as well. If you guys ever just need to get a hold of me for whatever reason as well, you guys can. With the email, you guys should have my information there at the bottom with the 877 number. My extension is 203. If for some reason I don't answer, I'm on a call away from my desk, please leave me a message. I always call my clients back within an hour of them calling me. Okay, so that's very important. And you had a question there, Henry?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really so much a question. It was a statement. So she mentioned a while ago that I've got to go back out of town either tomorrow or Wednesday morning. I don't know which at this time. Mm-hmm. When you get y'all call for your appointment, she has the complete ability to answer any questions, set up any kind, whatever she needs or feels like it is necessary to do, then she'll she's authorized to do it. She's got the same authority in this company that I have.
Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate you letting me know there. Now, you guys do have everything. I sent everything to you guys' invoice, to the email we have on file. Krista, that is coming to you there. So you guys should have that. Also, to the number that we're talking on, you should have received a text message, a couple of them. It does say, hey, Henry, welcome to Local Splash, or thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice that we have on file. There's a link right there. Click that link. That's going to be the terms of experience that I read off to you there. There's going to be 2 checkboxes. One's going to say that you agree for text messages, so that way we can send that out. The other one's going to say that Henry is the certified authorization holder for the card, and then you're going to sign Henry Simmons, and then you're going to hit confirm.
Simpson,
I'm sorry. And then you're going to hit confirm, and it's going to take you to a login page where it's going to say a username and password. Let me know when you get there. No rush at all.
So she's playing with it right now.
Username was the phone number.
Yes.
Password said Joe Munn.
Huh?
The password was Go Money. I was like, wait a second, what? Please check back in 2 to 3 days. We're working on your account.
Awesome. So you guys are all set there. That's where you're going to be able to track everything with the listings, the Google Business Profile traffic, and the Facebook campaign. My tech team's going to get all the information for you tomorrow. I'm going to work on your account here today, and then we'll call you at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with you guys at that point, okay?
Okay, and that's all set up with my phone number, even though you text this one?
Yes. Well, let me see here, actually. Let me get... Yes, good question. So your phone number is the 209, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to put on here... Let me see. I'm actually going
to... I just poured it over to myself so I could get it, but...
Okay, I'm going to make the changes here. I'm going to put your cell phone as the main contact, and then I'm going to put Henry as, like, the second for you.
Yep.
Please do.
Okay, I made those updates there for you guys. So, yes, they will be contacting you at the 209 number, okay?
All right.
Oh, hello? Hello?